Abhyarthakala tad, a devotee's attitude. He doesn't want to waste his time. Let us fill all our time with this process of hearing and chanting. Either we hear or we chant. And when we chant, then we are hearing. Chanting is also hearing. Because when we are speaking, although we may be addressing others, but we are hearing. So this is the indication. This is how we have to make, we have to judge our spiritual life. Whether we are advancing or not. There is no need to ask anybody. We can ask ourselves. How much interest we have developed in about hearing. How keen, how eager we have become interested in hearing. Or we can include also reading. If there is no interest, that means we are not making advancement. We may wear tilak, we may wear kantimala, we may shave head and keep sikha, and we may dress like devotees. But if this internal development doesn't take place, then we are not really progressing in this path. The real progress will be from that. Like, we should never think that I have become so advanced that I do not have to hear. So, and when we do not have, I mean, it's not that all the time we may be able to hear, but at least in nowadays there are so many facilities, so many opportunities. Now there are the audio tapes, there are videos, and what to speak of Prabhupada's books. So let's utilize our time in this way, by hearing. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from self-realized souls. Then the question may arise, well, when someone is not self-realized as such, should you hear? If that person is repeating the words of a self-realized soul, then he is speaking about the self-realized wisdom. Therefore, we have this culture, reading from Srila Prabhupada's books and give the class. Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, Bhagavad Gita in the evening. And what is the basis? The basis is the instruction of our preeminent Shiksha Guru, Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Guru. He is the Acharya of ISKCON for all time, for all devotees. Srila Prabhupada will always remain the most important spiritual master for everyone in ISKCON. And there will be many spiritual masters coming in the line of disciplic succession. But what they will do? They all will repeat the same instructions. If you are in ISKCON, you have to follow the line of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. That is the guiding factor for everyone in ISKCON.